The following program will be interrupted for any important war bulletins.
You know, that charge is frequently leveled against the president for one reason or another, and it is so wrong and so unfair and so destructive.
Either you are with us or you are with
subversive music for dangerous times.
From missiles to heavy machine guns to grenade launchers, there was the smell of blood.
What's the cost of misery? What's the price of war? Who's the fucking enemy? What are we fighting for?
We'll be right back. fight and fight!
March after war!
March after war!
What do you wait? Shout out the sky!
March after war!
March after war!
What the fuck are we fighting for?
March after war!
March after war!
What do you wait? Shout out the fucking sky! So shout the alarm, there is a turn in front. And when you're asleep, it's when we'll attack. First we'll be flown and the banners away. Until the day that we're all in our grave. She's of a child and the death of a man. Killing for gas, out in the sun. Taking the peace, spilling the blood. The hopes of a future buried in mine. Are buried in mine. What the fuck are we fighting for?
Launch after launch after launch after war.
Buddy, wait, settle the score.
Launch after launch after launch after war.
What the fuck are we fighting for?
Launch after launch after launch after war.
Buddy, wait, settle the fucking score.
You cannot sense the presence of nuclear radiation effects.
How can you sit here and listen to this war criminal? You are a serial killer. This man needs to be impeached, along with George Bush. How can you sit here silently and listen to this criminal? You're a war criminal.
Why did you lie to get us into a war that was not necessary and that has caused these kinds of casualties? Why?
Yeah. you're still listening to Pop Defect Radio, the soundtrack of the resistance. We started that whole set off with The Prophets with For Baghdad. We also heard Cheap Sex in there with Launch Off the War. And we heard two little Rummy Under Fire interludes there. Rumsfeld there being interrupted at one of his speaking engagements in May 2006. I believe it was five or six different people interrupted him, asking him why he lied about the war. We heard from David Rovics in there with How Far Is It to Nuremberg. You can go to davidrovics.com to find that track as well. And we ended that whole set off with brand new Neil Young, Shock and Awe, off the Living With War album, released in May 2006. Currently, you can listen to it online for free at livingwithwar.blogspot.com or neilyoung.com. Up next, we got something brand new from NoFX off their Fat Records release, Wolves in Wolves Clothing, released May 2006. And this track is called USA Holes.
Radio. Subversive music for dangerous times.
I've seen a car crash from inside the car. The driver's got his head craned back, he's telling you a joke. On collision course, you point your arm and turn your head and wait for the impact. This is a feeling we learn to live with in North America. The morning headlines always accompany with sweat and nausea. Every week another puzzle piece gets permanently glued into place. We see the iceberg from 15 miles away. The captain orders the ship to stay the course. Full speed ahead, shall see a curse. The next thing we heard was rich women and children first. The ship is listening, the captain plays in. Blame on the iceberg that burned down dust. I am declaring war on the Arctic. Who could ever have predicted the greatest ship could so easily
control of choices. After all this Change the names and fudge the dates. For United Nations with United States. The coming soon over your border. One world nightmare. New world order. Yes, they talk of Jesus Christ. Self-righteous brothers all. And every television screen is at their beck and call. So here's a public service broadcast. He who lives obeys. And the moral of this story is just what the dollar says. There's no debate. There's just G8 and a global mafia superstate. Policed by thugs, washed with drugs and kept in place by Murdoch's mugs. And Sheriff USA is there to turn you into fries. This you can bank on a Yank in a tank. Because he who argues dies. Change the names and fudge the dates. For United Nations with United States. The coming soon over your border. One world nightmare. New world order. If you try to play the game, you're sure to get it wrong. Because the new world order makes the rules up as it goes along. One minute you're its bosom pal and general factotum. The next it's high technology is aimed straight at your head. Said sell you arms, then bomb your flat. Then sell you arms, then bomb your flat. Then sell you arms, then bomb your flat. Then sell you more arms. Fancy that. You want to join another gang? Hey, look, your country just went bang. Change the names and fudge the dates. For United Nations with United States. Fundamentalists were their friends. Are they still? Well, that depends. Al-Qaeda? Now they'll bleed you. You'll end up just like roast pork. They paid you to murder kids in Afghanistan, not New York. Hey, Assad, you made them mad. Lockerbie bomb was really bad, but now they want you on their side, so they'll forget the ones who died. Hey, Saddam, time for bam bam. They backed you against Iran, but Saudi oil is looking dodgy. So they're going to waste you, podgy. Change the names and fudge the dates. For United Nations with United States. The coming soon over your border. One world nightmare. New world order. Hail humanitarian NATO. That's not a bomb. It's a potato. Just behave or dig your grave. They've got some refugees to save. It's pick and choose. Some win, some lose. Yes, they're in Kosovo, but Palestine, Timor, Rwanda. Sorry, man. No go. Listen, it's not that they don't care, but there aren't points to score down there. The message is to Moscow, large. Shut up and put up. They're in charge, and they don't want to lose contacts for banking loans and arms contracts. For every psychopath they bomb, there are three more they buy stuff from and sell stuff to. And arm and train and arm again and arm again. Said arm again. Said Armageddon. Said arm again. Said Armageddon. Said evil thug. Said trusted friend. Said evil thug. Said trusted friend. Change the names and fudge the dates. For United Nations, read United States. For NATO, read the Pentagon. They rule the world. The Reds are gone. Now Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. But when the CIA found out, that lamb was sure to go. And as for the Grand Old Duke of York, he had 10,000 men. But the New World Order carpet bombed them till he had just 10. And then they signed a big arms deal. Now he's got lots again. The Serbs have funny verbs and don't use vowels in their words. Change the names and fudge the dates. For United Nations with United States. Said G8, IMF, World Bank. Put a fascist in your tank. Get a loan, then starve the poor, then they'll let you have some more. That's the way the world is run. Gorbachev. What have you done?
We'll make you necessary to bomb six rock. Place to all the people with a single side. We got out there, we got wealth and more populous. Almost everyone will qualify. Get up! Spanish souls to save. We're all the fruits of something of a happy life. We're chapelists, not pacifists, the chosen few. All non-whites and not apply. General
Unity's at rest.
But heaven's children for all to see. Sacrifice truth and liberty.
Sacrifice it for them and
let them die. Get on your knees. Get on.
Get on your knees.
And pray. Welcome to my world. And my world. Built on faith.
Of course, you're still listening to Pop Defect Radio, the soundtrack of the Resistance. That was Born to Lose, called New Babylon. That's off of their Sweet Misery album on Sailor's Grave Records. We also heard a spoken word piece from Attila the Stockbroker, his New World Order rap. That was recorded live at the Sacred Grove in Santa Cruz, California, at a Freak Radio Santa Cruz benefit show. Against Me did From Her Lips to His Ears, Energizotron Mix, also released on Fat Records as a single. And we start off that set with NOFX, USA Holes, off their Wolves and Wolves Clothing LP on Fat Records, released May 2006. Possible airplay on Pop Defect Radio. Send your music, P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. Email me MP3s to skidmarkbob@rattlebrain.com. Check out the Pop Defect Radio blog at popdefectradio.blogspot.com. We're going to end this program here with another new release from the Ducky Boys off their album The War Back Home, track called Celebrate. That's also off of Sailor's Grave Records, May 2006 release. Stay tuned, stand by, and always tune in to Pop Defect Radio, the soundtrack of the Resistance.
You've lied to the rats all with pay for the war. You've lied about everything. I told you it was lies, but you lied. You lied.
A mother's eyes, they've been crying. The president sent a boy away.
Did you lie to get us into a war that was not necessary and that has caused these kinds of casualties? Yeah. Why?
Well, first of all, I haven't lied. Colin Powell didn't lie. He spent weeks and weeks with the Central Intelligence Agency people and prepared a presentation that I know he believed was accurate. And he presented that to the United Nations. The president spent weeks and weeks with the Central Intelligence people. And he went to the American people and made a presentation. I'm not in the intelligence business. They gave the world their honest opinion. It appears that there were not weapons of mass destruction there.
You said you knew where they were.
I did not. I said I knew where suspect sites were, and
you
we
said,
were just...
You said you knew where they were, near Tikrit, near Baghdad, and north, east, south, and west of there. Those are your words.
My words were that...
area in the south and the west and the north that coalition forces control is substantial. It is, happens not to be the area where weapons of mass destruction were dispersed. We know where they are. They're in the area around Tikrit and Baghdad and east, west, south, and north somewhat.
I just like an honest answer.
I'm giving it to you.
We're talking about lies, and your allegation that there was bulletproof evidence of ties between Al-Qaeda and Iraq. Was that a lie, or were you misled? Come on, these people aren't idiots. They know the story.
You are... Let me give you an example. It's easy for you to make a charge, but why do you think that the men and women in uniform, every day when they came out of Kuwait and went into Iraq, put on chemical weapon protective suits? Because they liked the style? They honestly believed that there were chemical weapons. Saddam Hussein had used chemical weapons on his own people previously. He'd used them on his neighbor, the Iranians, and they believed he had those weapons. We believed he had those weapons.
That's what we call a non sequitur. It doesn't matter what the troops believe.
I think
it matters what you believe.
What you believe. What you